This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
What better way to kick off this Star Wars season, everybody, than looking at a thing that was made from Star Wars that nobody likes anymore, or even did at the time?
Oh my God, James, coming out right now, we've got The Rise of Skywalker, the final movie in the new Star Wars trilogy.
We're doing Caravan of Garbages every week, a trilogy till we get there.
And not only that, but just recently, Disney Plus has gotten online. Everything Star Wars, every incredible moment from Star Wars you could possibly experience in your own home. So why not instead watch 3 episodes of a really bad cartoon that nobody likes and nobody watched?
I guess people watched it at the time. Well, they actually put a lot of money into this.
We've
talked about it before. It's called Star Wars Droids. We did a couple episodes.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, we're back. All the characters that we vaguely remember, because this is like the follow-on episode.
Jan is back. Jess is back. Uncle Gundy is back. I think. Was that his name? Probably.
That was probably all of their names.
Yeah, so this, I believe in this series, it's C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yep.
They go between different masters.
Yes.
And with each master, they go on little adventures. So so at this point, this is like episode 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
Of the first season?
Yeah.
We're
not doing this again, by the
way. No, absolutely not.
We're never coming back to this.
Well, I mean, what I've learned from this is, because we watched the first couple of episodes, and I'm like, I've got an inkling about this show, and then by the time I watched all of these episodes, I realized every episode is just 22 minutes of R2-D2 and C-3PO falling over.
It's fucking...
just constant falling
it's
over.
It's Pratfall City, this
it
show.
It really is.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, for the time, it's a good-looking animation per episode, because they did them in hour blocks.
Yes.
That's the way they made them. It was 500 to 600,000. Which is about 1.7 mil in today's money.
Good Lord.
So, you know, it looks better than, say, like a He-Man.
Where did it go? Does it? It uses the same font as He-Man.
But it's smoother. Like, it's a smoother animation, I feel. Like, those rubbery droids just rubberized all over the place. You know what I'm talking about.
There were some rubbery situations.
Yeah.
There was a rubbery Star Destroyer at some point.
Ah, so good. What I also like about this is that everything's a little bit off. Like, there's like a Star Destroyer, but it's not quite right. There's an A-Wing, but it's not quite right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There's a Kylo Ren, but he's not quite right. That's why we're doing this. The main pirate in this is called Kaibo Renchar. And I have a theory, and this goes back to the previous 2 episodes on this that we did, that they have taken some elements from this series.
Yeah,
because
the
over.
Previous one had a female desert woman who bared some striking resemblances to Rey.
Yes.
So I guess what happened here is some of the script writers for the new Star Wars movies, they grew up on droids and they're like, or it just imprinted in their brains.
I have no idea. I know there's a big General Grievous wheel at one point, if you remember that.
Yep.
I think it's all just in the ether. I just think it's interesting that it's, you know, that there are these comparisons that can be drawn. But also,
go ahead.
Like it's Star Wars and there's just so much of it. So you're eventually going to throw enough random syllables together and you hit everything.
You get a Kai something Ren.
Exactly. Right.
But yeah, and I mean, we know his name's Kaibo Ren because he says it every other sentence.
Yes,
he's like, no one tricks Kaibo Ren. people regularly trick Kaiba Red. No one gets sneaks up on Kaiba. They constantly
It's what you're known for.
Yeah, it's absolutely. You're famous for it. On your home planet, there's a little place where you pay 10 cents and you get to sneak up on Kaiba Red.
I think we can mostly skip...
I'm sorry, 10 portions.
10 portions of cents.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can skip...
10 parsecs of cents.
Yes. So yeah, we can mostly skip the first... episode because it mostly ties into the last one. It's about a prince getting back his home order or whatever. He needs the scepter and he gets it. But it does introduce...
No, he doesn't just get it. He gets the scepter back through a series of pratfalls for 22 minutes.
That's right.
Just people going, oh, now I've got the scepter. Oh, I've dropped the scepter. Now I've got... Oh, I've dropped it.
Oh, my
now
goodness.
I've dropped it. Bloody hell. But yeah, that was the previous episode. So it's taken like four episodes to get to that point.
But I perked up a couple of times. For one, Kaibo Ren makes an appearance briefly, but then he's thwarted by IG-88. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yep.
Finally, we've got to like a bounty hunter I recognize and want to see. Spoiler alert, he fucks off. We don't see him again. He's not in these following episodes at all. So in the second episode, which is called The Pirates of Tanuga, which is Kylo Ren's force.
Do you mean Kaibo Ren?
Do I?
No, you mean Kylo Ren. Look, in this instance, what we're going to do is we're going to interchangeably say Kylo Ren and Kaibo Ren for a lot of this. I want everyone to know that's deliberate.
Yes.
And if we're talking about Kylo Ren, the Sith guy, we'll say Kylo Ren, the Sith guy.
That's right.
Or possibly Kaibo Ren, the Sith guy, which again is deliberate.
I guess to recap the story, which I don't really want to do, but let's... Okay, so Kaibo Ren...
Yes.
He's Sith Lord.
He's a space pirate.
He bears some resemblance to the original Kylo Ren.
Rotund.
He's rotund. Mm.
Big Fu Manchu mustache.
Black helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Is he an Asian stereotype?
I don't think so.
Because he's got the Fu Manchu, but he's got that kind of piratey kind of voice.
Yeah, he never struck me as an Asian stereotype.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the Fu Manchu kind of threw me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the crop top that he's wearing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's not an Asian thing, but that's just a thing.
A thing that will throw you off and send your mind spinning all kinds of directions.
I couldn't get a read on him. I'm like, what is this guy supposed to be? I mean, he's all things to all men, isn't he?
That's right, the great Kaibo Ren.
Have you noticed, though, in a lot of these episodes, they go to some dreary, greater brown planet, and then they get stuck in a cave or a facility.
How did they get there, though?
Pratfalls.
They pratfell into the cave or the hole or the pit or whatever.
Monsters attack. Like a monster attacks.
Like a Loch Ness monster
attacks
at one
like
point.
A big dog or whatever
big
happens
dog,
in the next
Some
next
space
one.
Wolves.
And then they fight them off for whatever reason.
And then, but usually how that happens is, C-3PO stumbling around pratfalls. What often happens also is R2-D2, like, he ejects some sort of very useful gadget out of himself.
Like a giant
oxygen mask or a
giant bag.
Giant mattress at some point, which I enjoyed a lot. I thought that was good because I wonder what other stuff he's got in there. People will be like, man, we're in a lot of trouble. This room's pretty dreary. Oh, a feature wall. Thank you, R2-D2. What a lovely shade of red.
He's good like that, isn't he? But there is also, there's a lot of weird shit that these droids do that they don't normally do. You mentioned the giant inflatable bag.
Yes.
They can swim. I can buy that R2-D2 can because we've seen him do it in Empire Strikes Back. Remember he goes under on Yoda's home world? Do you remember?
I remember. But in this case, he's got a little outboard motor.
He's got
on
that.
On the top of his head.
But C-3PO.
Like a propeller-headed nerd.
Yes, that's right. But C-3PO does so much running and swimming in this episode.
Yeah.
I just can't buy it. I can't even buy it when he picks up something because I've never seen him make a fist.
That's true, yeah.
I just don't know.
We've never seen... Well, that's the thing. He doesn't strike you as a droid with the fortitude to go underwater.
Yeah.
Like, he feels like, again, he's a kit model designed by Anakin Skywalker back in the day.
Yeah.
And you'd feel like that putting him underwater would immediately, like, seize him up.
Mm.
He'd take on water, he'd sink.
Yeah.
At one point in this, one of the episodes, I think he says something like, I always felt I was assembled under a bad sign. And I'm like... Yeah, in a way.
You were. In a way, you were assembled
in a slave encampment by a man who became one of the galaxy's greatest monsters. So, yeah, I guess so.
So there's a moment in this episode and really every episode where the droids or whoever the main characters happen to be are captured.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular episode, they're made to work for Kaibo Ren by loading missiles in his Imperial Star Destroyer, which he stole. By the way, red TIE fighters, just like in bloody... new Star Warses. Oh, yeah. Coincidence? That's... Unlikely, Mason. They've borrowed that.
Well, that's an element I did like of this, that he's acquired a bunch of junked stuff.
Yeah.
So some of his crew fly little TIE fighters with his face on the side.
Love it. I love it so much, yeah.
Yeah.
So they get R2-D2 for some reason and him to load these weapons, and of course R2-D2 puts them in backwards. Like, you wouldn't leave these guys alone, would you?
They're dangerous to you and themselves.
But I will say this.
Also, he's a little murderer.
He's a massive
it's
murderer.
Sabotage. It's sabotage. It's sabotage the situation.
And I guess like every one of these episodes, it seems, them being captured or whatever, it's a decoy. Much like Luke's decoy in The Last Jedi. It all ties together. You think he's really there, but he's a hologram boy, isn't he?
It's a decoy, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look, I don't remember much else from this episode other than they defeat Kylo Ren. Whatever his name is.
Shouldn't have paused. Shouldn't have hesitated.
I shouldn't have.
Go with whatever.
And then he gets captured. And then at the end, they have a little bath together. They have a little oil bath.
That's right, yeah.
Which is something from Star Wars canon. And Legends, it would seem. These
aren't droids
canon.
Have a little oil bath.
Yeah, it happens in A New Hope. C-3PO is like raised out of one. He's like, I love oil baths, man. They're my fave. Huh. So the follow-up episode and the final episode is called The Revenge of Kylo Ren. Sounds very familiar to the action that's going to be taken in bloody The Last Skywalker.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Can you believe all these tie-ins? It cannot be a coincidence, Mason.
Absolutely not a coincidence. Also, personally, if I was going to do some revenge, I'd wait a bit, I reckon.
How many
episodes? If I was Kylo Ren or possibly Kylo Ren, I'd wait more than one episode is how long I'd wait.
So you think either this follow-up episode of Droids or the next Star Wars movie should be Kylo Ren / Kylo Ren free. You wait a few down the line.
Yep, potentially a decade,
Then you bring it back. But he's not happy, though, that he's been made a fool of, like Kylo Ren in The Last Jedi, if you recall.
It all ties together, doesn't it?
It all ties together.
Yeah.
So he's rescued by one of his comrade boys, isn't he? Mm-hmm. He comes in and he's like, I'm with you, Kylo Ren.
One of the Knights of Kylo Ren.
That's right.
That's
a General Hux type.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he rescue him in The Force Awakens when he was like, I've been slashed up the face.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the snow.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I've been shot. I don't like any of this.
My poor face and tum. Oh.
I know this is something you appreciate, though.
Are you going to talk about how the episode's ended?
We're not quite there yet, unfortunately. He's got a stun disc on his hand.
Oh, yeah, stuns are good, yeah.
You love the return of the stun.
I love the return of the stun. It's so very rarely used.
Oft used.
It's a kill universe. It's a universe where the kill setting is very much favoured in the Star Wars universe.
I mean, when you look at the Mandalorian, he's disintegrating blokes left and right, isn't he?
That's right.
He doesn't give a shit. This one, though, it seems like some kind of off-brand version.
Oh,
first
yes.
of all, because it's palm-held,
and
it shoots like a purple laser from memory. And
well, that's come from a different universe, potentially.
It must be. And it's just a scene where it's like that thing you're talking about with the staff where it just goes from person to person and everyone's kind of stunning each other, just kind of in a row, just kind of making it all happen.
If the Three Stooges existed a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, they would be passing a stun disc from person to person.
There is definitely a moment in this episode also where they have to escape a series of monsters, is that right?
Yeah, sure. Space wolves.
In underground caverns and whatever?
Yeah. It's an episode of Droids, isn't it?
I guess it is, yeah. Also, it involves a princess being captured. Because there is continuity in this to an extent. Because the princess is going to marry the new prince with the staff prince. But he's kidnapped by the pirates.
Yes.
And her father is against the prince, but it's an elaborate misdirect, like The Last Jedi with Luke. It's all borrowed.
Exactly.
It's all cyclical. Right. But again, it's like it's a double cross, and then I honestly can't remember whether they put him back in jail or they murder him or he just walks off screen. How does Kylo Ren end this series? Because he certainly doesn't come back. I looked into it.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember?
Let me think. I did watch it. I watched it literally before coming over here, so let me think.
You watched it in your car, speeding here to get here
exactly
on time.
Exactly right, yeah. Yes. Okay, they're like, we tricked you, Kylo Ren. And he's like, oh, boo, I'll have my revenge again. He won't. I reckon they probably just chuck him in jail.
Yeah.
And then later R2-D2 comes in and murders him.
He uses that little buzzsaw to cut his throat.
Yes.
I appreciate
while he
that.
Sleeps.
Yeah, well, he's only bad news, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's up to no good.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean R2-D2 or Kylo Ren?
Doesn't matter. I mean, one's a force for good, so. Can you murder a man if it's for good, Mason?
No.
What if it's a Kylo Ren?
Oh, then yeah.
What if it's a Kylo Ren?
Also, yeah.
Who's the more likely to have the redeeming arc, would you say? Bear in mind, Kylo Ren has the Fu Manchu mustache.
That's all I've been thinking about. When you asked me to contemplate that, I just went, one does have a mustache. Look, it's a question we don't have any answers for.
Yeah. So this is a show that we're never going to visit again. And it's interesting.
You say that.
No.
Wow.
No. I think I made the promise a while back that we'll do like the trilogy of these episodes. And seeing as the Skywalker saga is wrapping up, cannot we too leave this series be? How about this? When they bring the Skywalker saga back in a new trilogy of films in a few decades or whenever, which they almost certainly will.
Yeah.
Why am I saying this? We'll come back.
What if there are two characters in The Rise of Skywalker called Jan and Jess? We're going to have to then, aren't we?
But it's interesting though. I mean, I know it's a goofy show, but it's four kids. And I don't know whether I would have liked it at the time because I don't like anybody in it. Like, there's no definitive heroes. And I guess it's sort of supposed to be C-3PO and R2-D2, but then they're not really those kind of characters.
I think...
they're always getting in fist fights and shit.
Yeah. Some of the dialogue, I feel, is quite accurate to those characters. But I feel like if this show was on when I was a kid, like it was on TV in the morning or when I got home from school or something, I feel I would watch it, but I wouldn't enjoy it. And I'd be like, well, I'm watching this because there's robots and space battles and stuff, but there's got to be something out there that's better. And then I would just stare out the window, out into the distance, you know, just wondering what else is out there.
Well, for you then, what was the next good Star Wars thing that you enjoyed? Was it a comic?
Yeah, might have been. I think Marvel had some kind of further adventures of the Star Wars characters.
Sure.
Like back in the day. I think I read some reprints of those, so that might have been it.
Maybe The Return of the Empire, a la the comic Dark Empire.
Oh, yes,
where
I
see. The Emperor is cloned and returned.
Is that what we're doing next?
It's coming up. Don't you worry about that.
I was going to say, because no, I hate it and I'll never read it again.
But I think it's interesting, though, because people say that, you know, they wiped the previous continuity, like the Star Wars Legends. But Star Wars Legends also wiped the continuity of this, as did the prequels. Because in the prequels, C-3PO and R2-D2, they kind of go from Anakin and Padme, and then they get handed over to Captain Antilles. And the next time we see them, they're in A New Hope.
Right, so there's no
time. Well, they're technically in Rogue One, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, so there's no time for them to get into these droids-based adventures. Right.
So there's already been a history of just kind of wiping the previous kind of thing out. And in the hustle and bustle, much like an episode of Droids, this has been lost to continuity and time.
It's been pratfalled out of existence.
Put it on Disney Plus, you cowards. I'll never watch it, but do it.
We want to downvote it. Whatever you can do on Disney Plus.
You can put your knee through the TV.
Thumbs down and knee through the TV. Thank you.
Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week. Every Tuesday, as a matter of fact. We've got a couple more coming up in relation to Star Wars because, hey, it's the most wonderful time of the year, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't believe you. You lack conviction. Anyways, if you've got a suggestion for Caravan of Garbage, what is it? And is this a good show? Do you think it's a good show and why?
Did you watch it as a kid and you've got a lot of nostalgia for it? Did you watch it as an adult and you're an idiot and you like it for some reason?
All of those things are valid.
Somewhere in the middle, I don't know.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows that comes out every Monday morning. If you're on the way to work and you're like, I would like something to listen to, or you're not on the way to work, you're doing a different thing.
Maybe you've come off a week-long droids binge.
Oh, my goodness.
You're like, I want to get the taste of droids out of my mouth and that knee out of my television.
Then that's there. It might be worth checking out. It is linked below. But thank you for watching this episode. We appreciate it.
Grab that Jimmy, guys. We will see you next week.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.